Did your mother make your dress, or did you make it? Or?
I bought it. Had quite a few relatives invited to my wedding.
Was it a long dress that you wore?
Oh, no.
That wasn't the thing, did it? Was it like below your knees? Or?
Yes, it was below my knees.
Okay, what color was it?
It was a figured type dress. I don't know, made blue and different colors in it, and trimmed in solid blue. And had a long waist.
Mm-hmm. What year was it when you got married?
29, I guess.
Was that before the Depression? I don't know what time of year. Or was it during or right at that time?
No, that was after we were married, the Depression was.
When you and your husband married, then where did, I don't remember if you tell me where you lived at first.
We lived at with his daddy. His mother was already dead, but his sister and her four children were in the house with his daddy, and we stayed with them a couple of months or longer, and then we moved out in his house. And from there we went to Jasper. One of his teachers, former teachers, had a rock quarry, and he wanted him to come and help work in it. We moved to Jasper and stayed about a year. And then we moved to my daddy's renter house.
Mm-hmm. When you're calling them renter houses, they were houses on their property that they rented out to people usually.
And from there we moved to almost, well, that big house right where I live now, and lived there for several years. And one of my sons built this little house right in our yard, you might say, and then when we retired, we swapped to he had to leave, had to go to America's. His job required him to move, so we moved in this little house, and one of the other boys moved in the big house. That's where I live now.
Okay, so I need to go down there and see them. The bigger house is still there.
Oh, yes.
And one of your sons lives there right now. Yeah. And that was the house. Y'all didn't build it, but you...
No, we didn't build it.
But that was the house you moved in pretty, like, a year or two after you were married. 2 years, maybe.
Well, it was... I had three babies born in my daddy's renter house.
Oh, so you were there for several years. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that too, about the, you know, how far apart your children were, and about the names, because they were interesting. Mm-hmm.
Reuben and Vardrick. Vardrick's the one that lives next door to me now. Mm-hmm. The second one, and Marvin.
Then is Reuben the oldest?
Yes, Reuben's oldest.
Okay.
Reuben and Vardrick and Marvin and Tompy, John, James, and Martha.
Okay, and some of those sound like they're biblical names, and that's what I was going to ask you, how you decided on the names. Yes. Or are they his family names?
Well, Reuben was his daddy's name, and we named him for my daddy and his daddy. Mm-hmm. Reuben Oscar, my daddy's name is Homer Oscar. And Vardrick, the second one, was named for my uncle.
I don't know that name. I don't remember hearing anybody call that. Vardrick. How do you spell it?
V-A-R-D-R-Y, Vardrick. And Marvin, he wasn't named for anyone, I don't believe.
Well, how much older, how much difference is there between these three boys?
Well, Reuben liked a week of being 3 years old when Marvin was born.